Yesterday afternoon, we were having a good discussion about the movies that traumatized us as kids. Yes. We want to continue this because it's an absolute cracker. 13, 20, 7, 10. That movie that really, really scared the living giblets out of you.
Now, for you, it was what movie?
It was The Exorcist.
That's right, because I remember you were telling me you snuck into the cinema and the usher came down at a pivotal moment of the show.
Yeah.
Hand on the shoulder, crapped your dacks.
Yeah, literally. And then they decided to make out a director's cut a number of years back later. And everyone said, let's go out and see it. No way in the world.
Do you remember the movie that Michael Jackson did, the thriller movie?
Oh, it was a movie clip.
Yeah, it was
a film clip, video clip type of thing. Yeah, it went for about 15 minutes, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right at the end.
No, still, yeah, when they all turned into zombies. Okay, I can watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And that's still, you know, those zombies are like, I'm into zombie movies and that sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
But put that film on, I will turn it off. I will not watch that. The makeup has come so far since the Michael Jackson film clip of Thriller.
Yeah.
But that one there... As a child, my mum tortured me as a kid because she loved Michael Jackson. She put on, you're watching it. I don't want to watch it. You're watching it. So I remember watching it and just traumatized the wazoo now.
I can see right at the end of it where he's got those cat's eyes.
Yeah.
He turns around after everything goes back to normal and the evil laugh.
Yeah, it's no.
And he turns around with those yellow cat's eyes. Ooh.
So now when I hear that song,
yeah,
Thriller, is a great song as it is, I always turn the radio down. Always. Right. That's exactly why I do it, because that movie, that clip traumatized me as a kid.
Look,
absolutely.
It doesn't have to be a horror flick, okay? 13, 27, 10 could be a comedy that was absolutely so woeful it traumatized you as a kid.
Anything that Jim Carrey appeared in, really.
Maybe your dad just played it ad nauseum, okay? It could be Blazing Saddles. And your dad just kept going on and on and on about it, and it's just traumatized you.
700 people are commenting on our Facebook page at the moment. There's a lot of, like, The Exorcist in there. A lot of those sort of, the Blair Witch Project getting quite a few gongs as well.
The Ring was a tough one to look at, too.
Oh, that's hard, that one.
That just, oh, man, no way. Not. And they made a number two of it as well. Why would you do that?
And then when your TV goes to the white fuzzy background, what is that called?
The white fuzzy background, white noise.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when it's got to, like, there's no reception, everyone, like, looks away from the screen. Don't look at it in case it's The Ring. You can let us know what's coming up around the region too. We're always looking for local events for our top 10 things to do.
Look, yesterday we were having a nice old chat about those movies that just terrified you as children, you know? The Exorcist for me. What was it for you again?
Mine was a thriller film clip.
Yeah, that's right. And that classifies as a film clip too. But what is it for you? 13, 27, 10. Mm. Sean, mate, what was it for you?
Not really as a kid now. It's the Saw trilogy.
Oh.
They're actually really bad.
They really freak me out, them ones.
They, you know, and the thing with that, those movies as well, is, like, it's not like a blood and guts kind of thing. It's more of a what's going to happen.
That's right, yeah. More torture, and it's just not good.
Not good at all. Thank you for the call, Em. I appreciate that one. Also, what was that movie called where the guy sees a plane crashing before it crashes?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
Man, that did my head in, that one.
Yeah. Sam, what was the movie that traumatized you as a kid?
American Werewolf in London.
Oh. Hey. Why?
Well, I don't know. For years up until I was really an adult, I slept with my sheets up around my neck.
So, movies, they can traumatise you. Final Destination is one I was just talking about as well, which is the scary one.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, Dave in Laguna Keys, mate, I'm sure you've got a couple of movies that traumatised you as a kid, right?
Only one, mate. I think they made two of them, I'm not sure. Jaws.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Got me, mate, yeah. No, I was I'm retired now. I've called you a few times.
Yeah.
I'm retired military, and I was Special Forces for a long time, and every time I went into the water, mate, I didn't think I was coming back, not because of combat, but because of whoever was swimming up behind me.
I'm with you. I think a lot of people are in the same boat as you there, Dave.
What about It for you? By
clowns,
Stephen King, yeah. Because you're not a clown fan at all.
Not a shark fan or a clown fan.
Well, Lynn on Facebook has sent us a message as well, well. So, yeah. And then they're making a brand new version of that too. It's going to be even scarier with all the new sci-fi, what do you call it, the effects and everything.
No.
We'll sit you down and watch that, eh?
I'm out of there. I didn't even swim in a swimming pool without looking behind me because thinking there's a shark in the pool because it's Jaws. Siri, I'm not even lying. David, I know you're with me there. Thank you.